Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
The Director's Cut.
I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. It smells like victory.
I see dead people.
Just what do you think we're doing, Dave?
There's no school like the old school, and I'm their master.
On The Director's Cut with Alan T.
Hey, welcome once again to another edition of The Director's Cut. Well, this week, I'm having a bit of fun, I think. The film's called The Beach Bum, and it came out in 2019. It's classed as a stoner comedy, and it was written and directed by Harmony Korine. And it stars Matthew McConaughey as Snoop Doggy Doggy, or largely called now Snoop Dogg, and Isla Fisher and Jimmy Buffett, would you believe? Well, The Beach Bum was premiered at the South by Southwest Cinema on March the 9th in 2019, but the film received mixed reviews from critics, with some calling it joyous, and others describing it as an epic goof. Although McConaughey's performance received near universal praise, the film was a box office disappointment, only grossing $4.6 million worldwide on a $5 million budget. OK, well, let's have a listen to the trailer.
Before I accept whatever award it is they're giving me today, I just want to start off with a little bit of poetic foreplay.
One day I will swallow up the world. And when I do, I hope you all perish violently.
Is that Moondog?
Moondog.
Man, you look wild.
I look like I always look.
You have pissed away your talent on women and booze.
Now you're talking. That's what feeds the juices up here in my nugget, man.
They get all these things going. I start to hear music. The world's reverberating back and forth, and I hit the frequency. And I start to dance to it. My fingers get moving. I'm spinning all over the place. And the words come out.
It all stops now. The foolishness.
You gotta publish your novel.
And if you mess this up, it's jail time.
Wish me luck. I'm off to write the next great American novel. Keep the pool hot. I will invite your mother when I get back.
Thank you, Mr. Moondog.
I'm trying to uncover my connection with the world.
Just follow me, my friend. Pigs is here right now. Gas up the seaplane. We're on the run like we used to be back in the day.
That sounds pretty serious. Cool the way you put it.
Well, I love it when a plan comes together.
Let's hit it, baby.
Wow. Off of the hook, guy. You want to shoot something, shoot this here.
Do it again.
Okay, well, I thought I'd throw the whole trailer in. It's such fun. And, well, the music in it, of course, that's the reason we do this programme, is for the music. And this is the title track called Moon Fog, and it's all about the nickname that Mr. McCauley has in the movie called Moondog.
Dog. He's always was dancing in the movies. Never cozy in the mainstream. Always sucking up the moonlight. Never really got his mind right. Melted like a fudgesicle left out in the sun. Time is running out. He's a man on the run. Death of a dream. We've got to plot a scheme. Got to get his ass out of town.
Moondog, as the title track from the movie The Peach Bum. Well, Moondog, the plot goes like this, is a substance-abusing poet that leads a hedonistic and pseudo-nomadic lifestyle in and around the Florida Keys while working on his new book. Well, despite perceptions that he is past his prime, he enjoys local notoriety as a legendary figure. His indulged lifestyle is funded by his wealthy wife, Nanny, which draws disapproval from their daughter, Heather, and Agent Lewis. Throughout his journeys, Moondog engages in promiscuous relationships, while Minnie has a secret affair with his friend, R&B singer Lingerie, who in fact is Snoop Dogg. More music now from the movie called The Beach Bum. This is Two Tickets to Paradise. And some other recognisable tracks coming up during the programme.
Here's a song I wrote about a little village up the highway here. Here's Key Largo. Wrapped around each other, trying so hard to stay warm. That first call went to together, lying in each other's arms, watching those old movies, falling in love so desperately.
So desperately.
Honey, I was your hero, and you were my leading lady.
Baby, we had it all.
Woo, woo, woo. Just like Boogie and McCall. Here's Moondoggy, the most prolific poet in Key West, Florida. Here's looking at you, kid.
All the things we did,
we could find it
all again. I know
where, just like we did in Key Largo. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? Honey, can't you remember? Don't
can't
be kissing.
Remember? Can't you remember?
We played all the parts.
Played all the parts.
That sweet
song of surrender.
Here we go. Will you give me your heart? Please say you will. Play it again.
Whee!
Cause I love you still.
Oh, 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 oh.
Like we did back then.
Where was that? 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 We had it all.
Just
like Bogey and McCall.
Yeehaw! Oh,
and that show. Sail away to Key Largo.
More time.
Let's do that.
Here's
we had you, kid. Let's do the chorus one more time. Everybody, right here. This is Bernie fucking Hagin, man. Woo, woo. Just like Bogey and McCall. Woo, woo, woo.
Starting it on
Little Angel.
Sail away to Key Largo.
Where'd you go? Where'd you go? You know you went to Key Largo.
Just like we
did in Key Largo.
It's wonderful. Moondog. All right. Yo. Woo. Woo. Woo.
Yeah, buddy. I just found this little angel pussy in the corner, and she's kind of fighting because, ow, now, wow, now she's drawing blood. I really love her. Thank you, Birdie. You christened our relationship. I think we can go far from here, you little Hermata Gatito. Hey, one more time, everybody. The one, the only, worldwide, big in China, and right here as well, Birdie!
Lots of great atmosphere.
That's the strangest version of Key Largo I've ever done.
Yeah, there you go. Key Largo and Jimmy Buffett here on the Director's Cut this Friday and Sunday, if you're listening to the repeat.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
Talk Radio Europe.
My
Mother, Mother Ocean, I have heard you call. Wanted to sail upon your waters since I was 3 feet tall. You've seen it all. You've seen it all. Watch the man who rode you switch from sails to steam. And in your belly you hold the treasures you have ever seen. Most of them dream. Most of them dream. Yes, I am a pirate. 200 years too late. The cannons don't thunder. There's nothing to plunder. I'm an overboard victim of fate. Arriving too late. Arriving too late. But I've done a bit of smuggling. I've run my share of grass. I made enough money to buy Miami, but I pissed it away so fast. Never meant to last. Never meant to last. And I have been drunk now for over 2 weeks. I passed out and I rallied and I strung a few leaks. But I got to stop. Got to go. Just a few friends. Just a few friends. Occupational hazard beast. My occupation's just not around. I feel like I drown. Gonna head uptown. I feel like I drown. Gonna head uptown.
More good stuff from Jimmy Buffett. A Pirate Looks at 40. Yes. Interesting title. Right, let's take a look at the plot. If I'm giving too much away, I hope I don't, but if you do want to watch the film, don't let it bother you. After arriving late to Heather's wedding in Miami, Moondog's infidelity leads to a drunken altercation with the groom, Frank, in front of the guests. Well, later, Minnie reveals her affair during a conversation with Heather about Moondog's behaviour. Meanwhile, Lingerie introduces Moondog to a potent strain of cannabis found in Jamaica, which he credits for his success. Well, at the reception, Moondog reconciles with Heather and Frank before witnessing an intimate moment between Minnie and Lingerie. Oh dear. This is Poem for a White Cat from the movie The Beach Bum here on Director's Cut. Thank you.
suppose I really love? Who do you suppose? Suppose I dream of both day and night, and whose loving arms I need to hold me tight. Everybody knows I'm hypnotized every time I look right in.
Suppose from the movie The Beach Bum. Continuing the plot, well, following a night of intoxicated karaoke and dancing with Minnie, Moondog survives a car accident, but Minnie succumbs to her injuries. Half of Minnie's estate goes to Heather, the daughter, while Moondog's share is frozen until he completes his novel. Well, in response, Moondog seeks revenge by vandalizing Minnie's mansion with a group of homeless individuals. To avoid imprisonment, he agrees to a year of rehabilitation, but later escapes with a, with a pyromaniac named Fisher. Well, the two engage in a night of debauchery before parting ways as Moondog makes his way back to Miami. He's a bad boy, but he's a good boy and he's good fun as well, isn't he? I suppose you can say that. But anyway, we continue with the music now and we recognise this intro. I love the sound of Jay Rafferty. This is Right Down the Line here on the Director's Cut with this week's movie, The Beach Bum with Matthew McConaughey. Thank you.
they got lots of pretty women. Steal your money, then they break your heart. Lonesome Sue, she's in love with old Sam. Taken from the fire into the frying pan. On and on, she just keeps on trying. And she smiles when she feels like crying. On and on, on and on, on and on. Oh, old Jimmy sits alone in the moonlight. Saw his woman kiss another man. So he takes a ladder, steals the stars from the sky. Puts on Sinatra and starts to cry. On and on, he just keeps on trying. And he smiles when he feels like crying. On and on, on and on, on and on. When the first time is the last time, make you feel so.
And on and on from the movie The Beach Bum here on the Director's Cut. Back with more after the break.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Welcome back as we continue now with the music of Jimmy Buffett, and this is his famous track. Recognize it? Let's all have a Margaritaville time.
Living on sponge cake, watching the sun bake. All of those tourists covered with oil, strumming my six string on my front porch swing. Smell of shrimp there beginning to boil. Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for nothing is sure but this brand new tattoo. But it's a real beauty, a Mexican cutie. How it got here, I haven't a clue. Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for blame.
blew out my flip-flop, stepped on a pop-top, cut my heel, had to cruise on back home. But there's booze in the blender, and soon it will render that frozen concoction that helps me hang on. Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar and salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know it's my own damn fault. Yes, and some people claim that there's a woman to blame, and I know it's my own damn fault.
Yeah, yeah. Jimmy Buffett, Margaritaville. Well, I'm going to give you a little bit more of the plot, and I'm not going to give you the last line. Well, back in Miami, Moondog announces Captain's Whack, an old friend and alleged Vietnam veteran who offers him a co-captain position on dolphin tours. However, a tour with great white sharks results in Captain Whack sustaining a severe injury. Well, as the law pursues him, Moondog reunites with Lingerie, who confesses to the after, but claims Minnie truly loved him, inspired by a dream and experience shared with Lingerie and Jimmy Buffett. Well, Moondog adopts cross-dressing to evade detection. Yes, I know, it's getting really strange, but it's lots of fun. This is Looking Back.
The only two things in life that make it worth living.
Waylon Jennings.
His guitar's tuned good and firm, feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Looking Back, Texas. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Newberry's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain. Maybe let's sell your diamond ring, buy some boots and faded jeans and go away. This coat and tie is choking me, and in your high society you cry all day. We've been so busy keeping up with the Joneses, four-car garage, and we're still building up. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, with Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Newberry's train songs and Blue Eyes cry.
Successful life we're living's got us feuding like the Hatfields and the Coys. Between the Hank Williams pain songs and Jerry Jeff train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lukenbach, Texas, there ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Looking Back, or Texas, Back to the Basics of Love. Great live sound coming up now from The Cure, In Between Days, from the movie Beach Bum.
Yay!
Other man, oh, but I don't care.
just dream and sitting. Toss up my heart to see where it lands. On and on, I just keep on trying. And I smile when I feel like dying. On and on, on and on, on and on. On and on, on and on, on and on.
Stephen Bishop. Another very, very well-known track. Some great music in this film. It's about to run out of time here. We've got a few more tracks to come. Just after the break.
The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Welcome back as we near the conclusion of today's film, which, of course, is The Beach Bum with Matthew McConaughey and Snoop Dogg. Well, going to give you a little bit of the ending of the plot, but not going to go right to the very end. Well, the police close in on Lingerie's property, prompting Moondog to flee the Key West with Lingerie's assistance and a supply of the Jamaican weed. Well, motivated, Moondog completes his poem memoir titled The Beach Bum, which earns him a Pulitzer Prize. Well, the lawyer informs him that the inheritance is unfrozen and Moondog demands it in a physical cash on a large sailboat. And that is all I'm going to tell you. Gotta watch the film. Taking us towards the top of the hour, here is Peggy Lee.
I remember when I was a little girl, our house caught on fire. I'll never forget the look on my father's face as he gathered me up in his arms and raced to the burning building out on the pavement. And I stood there, shivering in my pajamas, and watched the whole world go up in flames. And when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to a fire? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is. And then I fell in love with the most wonderful boy in the world. We'd take long walks down by the river, or just sit for hours gazing into each other's eyes. We were so very much in love. And then one day, he went away, and I thought I'd die, but I didn't. And when I didn't, I said to myself, is that all there is to love? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, I know what you must be saying to yourselves. If that's the way she feels about it, why doesn't she just end it all? Oh no, not me. I'm not ready for that final disappointment. 'Cause I know, just as well as I'm standing here talking to you, that when that final moment comes and I'm breathing my last breath, I'll be saying to myself, is that all there is? That's all there is, my friends. Then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is.
Fabulous sound of Peggy Lee. Is that all there is? Great intimate moment between Minnie and Moondog, the character of Matthew McConaughey. That's it for me. Thanks for your company. I'm going to go out with Sundown from Gordon Lightfoot. Hope you enjoyed the music today. I'll be with you next time for another Director's Cut.
Lying back in a satin dress, in a room where you do what you do.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.